Support comes from Gemma, architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at gemastl.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Wednesday, October 22nd. I'm Abby Larico. The trend of all things pumpkin seems like it gets bigger and bigger every fall season. For some Midwest growers, that's true for the pumpkins themselves, too.
It's gotten kind of crazy, and I mean, now a new grower can go grow a 2,000-pounder, no problem.
What it takes to raise these giant gourds and why they do it. That's coming up after this news on The Gateway. The St. Louis Sheriff's Office is in the red by hundreds of thousands of dollars. An audit by the city's comptroller office reports the sheriff's department is more than $800,000 over budget. The audit covered the department's expenses from July 2024 through June of this year. More than half of the deficit comes from the mass layoff of workers this year, amounting to about $491,000. About half of that came from comp time payouts. The sheriff's office also paid an extra $105 to use a cashier's check to purchase a $56,000 vehicle after the initial check bounced. The audit also cited the office for not having a payroll management system. The comptroller recommends the department use qualified staff to handle its money. St. Louis is opening a new center to connect people with resources for tornado damage. St. Louis Public Radio's Kate Grumke reports.
The Private Property Assistance Program will connect homeowners with services like debris removal and demolition. City staff and partners will help people apply at the new STL Recovers Outreach Center in the Urban League on Natural Bridge Avenue. Pat Miller's Fountain Park home was damaged in the tornado. She said she plans to take advantage of the new resource.
When I look at my house, I don't see the destruction. I see the memories. I see the sacrifices my parents made to have that. And I also feel that rebuilding will encourage other people to come back to our neighborhood.
The center will be open during business hours Monday through Saturday, and people can also call in for help. I'm Kate Grumke, St. Louis Public Radio.
Some St. Louis County officials worry an increase in pet adoption fees will lead to fewer adoptions and more overcrowding. As STLPR's Chad Davis reports, animal shelter leaders say they need more people to adopt pets.
County Executive Sam Page and County Public Health Director Kanika Cunningham say there's about 173 dogs at the shelter, but it can only hold 80. The county council voted to increase adoption fees for dogs and cats from $40 to $80. Council members say the increase helps the council deal with the county's $60 million budget deficit. Cunningham supports waiving fees and says she's worried the increase could push away potential owners.
If we're already seeing that as a barrier, I am not confident that we'll be able to keep up with the pace with adoptions.
Cunningham says the average stay at the shelter is 32 days and costs to take care of pets can add up to about $111,000 per month. I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.
More than 500,000 Missourians will not get their SNAP benefits until further notice with the ongoing federal government shutdown. SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, is entirely funded by the federal government. The Missouri Department of Social Services announced this week benefits for November and beyond could be delayed or canceled altogether. Missouri House Minority Leader Ashley Aune said the state is not equipped to take on these types of budget shortfalls.
I don't believe that Missouri is in a place to do that in a lot of ways, and I think that Missourians are going to suffer for it.
In the 2024 fiscal year, SNAP served an average of 323,000 households each month, with an average monthly benefit of $397 per household. That's according to an overview from the Missouri Budget Project. Missouri's State Board of Education is considering rolling back the number of course hours required to be certified as a special education or high school science teacher. Jody Fortino reports.
The board wants to increase the state's number of qualified teachers. Only a third of first-year special education teachers have completed a comprehensive preparation program. There's also a declining number of teacher candidates who have completed a secondary science program. Education Commissioner Carla Esslinger says teacher quality won't drop because certification assessments will still be in place.
How they get there is what we're trying to take barriers out that we don't see are absolutely essential for them to be able to pass that certification test.
The board will now receive public feedback on the proposed certification revisions. I'm Jody Fortino.
It's peak pumpkin season. From pumpkin spice lattes to pumpkin pies to pumpkin decor, the obsession with this orange gourd is enormous. Almost as big as the pumpkins raised by a passionate group of Midwest growers. Harvest Public Media contributor Peter Medlin has their story.
The Pumpkin House sits in a quiet neighborhood in suburban Chicagoland.
Come on in here.
If you drive by, you'd never expect some of the Midwest's biggest pumpkins grow here in Joe Atkins' backyard garden.
Yeah, I grow the ones that are under a pound all the way up to hopefully a couple thousand pounds.
Joe's won the Illinois Giant Pumpkin Growers Association's annual weigh-off multiple years in a row. And last year, he cracked a personal milestone, his first 2,000-pound pumpkin. He's always loved pumpkins, but it was actually pumpkin carving that got him into pumpkin growing. He just wanted a bigger canvas.
I decided that I wanted to carve these big pumpkins like this, and I couldn't find them anywhere to buy them. So I thought, well, let me give it a shot. I'll try to grow one, and then I can carve it that way. And I couldn't believe how much I love growing those pumpkins.
Cultivating a giant pumpkin patch is a ton of work year-round. Joe sprays fungicide, prunes and buries vines, even sets up fans to stop moisture and rot.
It's literally like 4 or 5 hours a day. I've got a schedule. On Sundays and Tuesdays, I do about 8 hours.
Here's a wild thing about giant pumpkins. They get that heavy really fast. In June and July, they can grow more than 50 pounds in one day. And Joe's 2,000-pounder is not the Illinois state record, and it's not even close to the world record. That recently belonged to Minnesota horticulture teacher Travis Ginger. In 2023, he drove his giant pumpkin to California and set the world record.
Okay. I'm going to hit the switch right now. 2,749!
It was the realization of a lifelong dream. His dad grew big pumpkins, and as a teenager, he announced to his classmates that he would break the world record one day. Ginger says back then, the record was 700 or 800 pounds. It's tripled since and not slowing down.
It's gotten kind of crazy, and I mean, now a new grower can go grow a 2,000-pounder, no problem. It takes a lot of work, don't get me wrong, but the world of the internet has really pushed this thing quite a bit.
As the pumpkins grow and records shatter, the technology and techniques get more sophisticated. Growers can spend hundreds of dollars for just one seed. Some grow these pumpkins on scales inside climate-controlled greenhouses hooked up to sensors. And the hobby itself is also growing. There are giant pumpkin weigh-offs and festivals all over the country. Del Faust is the president of the Wisconsin Giant Pumpkin Growers, and he says their group has doubled in size to 200 members since he joined in 2012, and Wisconsin recently hosted an international growers conference.
The worldwide one last year was up in Green Bay at Lambeau Field, so people from all over the world came to learn more about growing giant pumpkins.
I got 31 on this one.
Back in Illinois, this year's weigh-off is getting started. Joe Atkins looks to defend his title from a field of 12 or so other growers.
If it's your first time joining us, welcome! If it's not, welcome back!
Pumpkins up to 1,500 pounds tip the scale through the afternoon, but it comes down to the last pumpkin, Joe's pumpkin, and the weight to beat is 1882. The pumpkin lasso latches onto a forklift and gently hoists the giant gourd into the sky. The crowd holds their breath and looks to the scale.
2,026 pounds!
Yeah! Joe wins, beating his personal record by just 5 pounds. And then he loads up his prize winner onto the trailer to haul it home. He plans to carve it for Halloween and hand out seeds to trick-or-treaters, hopefully to inspire the next generation of giant pumpkin growers. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Peter Medlin.
And for the record, two brothers from England just took Travis Ginger's world title with a 2,819-pound pumpkin. Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including STLPR. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, thanks for listening to The Gateway.